And it is now time for a Wretched News break here on Wretched Radio. I am Jimmy Hicks. Well, in Ireland, that's where we start. The Department of Health has released shocking figures revealing a staggering 250% increase in abortions since the law changed in 2019. Last year, there were 10,000 abortions performed in the country, the highest number on record. One pro-life campaign spokesperson expressed deep concern over the tragic loss of life, stating that for every 6 babies born in Ireland, one baby has his or her life ended by abortion. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Supreme Court has unanimously rejected a dispute by pro-life doctors against the FDA for expanding access to the abortion drug mifepristone. The ruling comes as chemical abortions now account for over half of all American abortions, following, of course, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Despite claims of convenience, the FDA warns of serious health risks associated with these drugs, including heavy bleeding, incomplete abortions, and infections. Reports indicate that mifepristone has been tied to 24 deaths and over 4,000 adverse events, including increased risk for breast cancer, preterm births, and suicide. The Alliance Defending Freedom criticized the FDA for abandoning safeguards like in-person doctor visits to check for ectopic pregnancies and other complications. But it appears the FDA is more interested in expanding access than ensuring safety. And moving to Delaware now, where the Senate has approved legislation requiring Medicaid and most private health insurance plans to cover abortion. The bill, passed on party-line vote by Democratic senators, still needs approval from the Democratic governor. While the bill includes an exemption for churches and religious employers, other insurance providers must cover abortion without charging copays or applying deductibles up to $750 per person per year. The mandate is expected to cost taxpayers more than $500,000 annually. If signed into law, Delaware will become the 11th state to mandate private health insurance coverage for abortions and the 18th to require Medicaid coverage. And in a victory for local governance, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of an Oregon City ban on homeless encampments. One justice, writing for the majority, stated that the Constitution's Eighth Amendment does not authorize federal judges to dictate national homelessness policies. The ruling overturns a previous Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decision that restricted Grants Pass from enforcing its laws against sleeping on public property. And the mayor expressed relief, saying the city can now reclaim its parks for recreation. Finally, the Dove Company, the soap company, the soap makers continue to campaign against normalcy with increasingly woke advertising. From partnering with fat liberation activists to celebrating biological males competing in women's sports, they seem determined to alienate their traditional customer base. And that's been today's Wretched News Break. More Wretched Radio is straight ahead. I'm Jimmy Hicks.